Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It was a gutty effort from Archie Miller's Indiana Hoosiers last night as they defeated the Maryland Terrapins at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, 71-68. Coach Miller was happy with his team's effort on both ends of the floor and the resiliency they showed.
Heck of a win for our team against, you know, a really good Maryland team. It was a great environment. I thought our crowd, without a doubt, couldn't have done it without them in that last 6 to 8 minutes. I thought our guys really competed and played hard. And sometimes that's not easy when you come off the road, especially when you don't play well. But I thought we had, you know, great concentration. I thought our leadership in the last few days really good. And being able to get Juwan sort of back up and going again was a big key.
And the leader of the pack again was Juwan Morgan. Morgan injured his ankle in a less than stellar performance for the Hoosiers at Michigan State last Friday. How did Indiana get him turned around so quickly?
Well, just in learning what his injury was at Michigan State, which was an ankle, he wasn't going to be able to play the rest of the Michigan State game. I think they took the second half and really just treated him. He started treatment right away. Obviously, Tim does an amazing job, but Juwan was detailed. I thought he showed improvement on Saturday, didn't practice. Tim thought maybe some walking, non-contact stuff yesterday would have been apparent. I didn't want him to do that. We held him out again. And then figuring that, you know, a full another round of treatments today that we would know by game time. And Juwan said he felt pretty good. So obviously he played like it, which is good to see. If he didn't play, we would have been, you know, prepared to play with the guys on our team that had to play the bulk of the minutes. If he wasn't going to play, we had to maybe find a combination where Justin and Colin could play together at times, which hasn't happened all season as well.
All Morgan did last night was play 36 minutes at team high and led the Hoosiers with 25 points and also a team high 4 assists while grabbing 5 rebounds in the victory. The Hoosiers back in action tomorrow night in Champaign against the Fighting Illini, 9 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It was a tale of two halves defensively for the Indiana Hoosiers last night in their 71-68 victory over the Maryland Terrapins at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Archie Miller wasn't thrilled about giving up 52% shooting from the floor in the first half, including 5 of 10 three-pointers. Indiana's defense held Maryland to just 31% in the second half, 4 of 13 from the three-point line, and that's been the key to Indiana's success recently. Defense.
Yeah, you know, I thought in the first half, just in general, they started to play a smaller lineup, which we really hadn't seen a ton. I thought they were running some motion rather than some of the stuff that we had normally seen. So they got some looks. They spaced the floor a lot better. And Cowan and Herter are very good players. They got going. I think they had 20 some of their, I think that first half, I think they had 18 or 20 of their team's points. I thought in the second half we were much better on the ball. I thought we challenged things at the basket. It was a very physical game. And defensively, our percentage-wise, you know, they shot 31% in the second half. And I thought our activity level, you know, with 8 blocks and 10 steals kind of shows you how active we were. Offensively in the second half was a little bit of a grind, though. We were having a hard time getting out of our own way with some illegal screens, missed free throws and some things, but you take it any way you can get it.
As for that second half offensive performance for the Hoosiers, just 42% from the field, 1 of 6 from three, and they missed 5 of 13 free throws. So you know it was the defense that carried the day. Indiana blocking shots, grabbing steals, knocking balls away. Indiana trailed by 5 with 4 minutes to go and won the basketball game. Indiana is now 4-0 in games decided by 5 points or less. That's something, folks, and it's not always about making shots. The next test for Indiana on the road at Illinois tomorrow night in Champaign, 9 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.